From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria, Marad al-Numan and Karen Falbel in Idlib province, killing at least 44 people. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia. There's also fighting in and around the northern city Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity peace talks with the Syrian regime. Salim Meslat is a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee.
I believe we made the right decision now because what's going on there on the ground, it's really, what we're having for the last few days is really a great deal of a pressure from inside Syria because of the crimes that Assad is committing there.
The opposition chief coordinator Riyad Hijab has urged the 17-nation International Syria Support Group to intervene. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar failed to return to the capital Juba for a second straight day Tuesday, saying the government didn't provide flight clearance for a plane carrying his top general. He's supposed to arrive as part of a peace deal signed last August to end 2.5 years of civil war. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed Washington's disappointment over Machar's failure to return, representing what he called a willful decision not to abide by the deal.
His failure to go to Juba, despite efforts from the international community, places the people of South Sudan at risk of further conflict and suffering and undermines the peace agreement's reform pillars, which are demilitarizing South Sudan, injecting transparency of public finances, and pursuing justice and reconciliation, all of which offer South Sudan a chance for renewal.
The government spokesman said one of Machar's generals was trying to bring in more than 200 extra soldiers beyond the agreed number of rebel troops allowed in, as well as weapons, a charge a rebel spokesman denied. This is VOA News.